far as I'm concerned, there is no truth to those allegations. I'm still waiting for the police to get in touch with me. They haven't so far got in touch with me. And we'll see what the outcome of that investigation is.
To the best of your knowledge, were any Labour Party officials going around pretending to be electoral office officials and getting people to sign Labour Party membership applications, which they represented as being enrolment to vote?
Not at all. We didn't need to do that. The support from the people was spontaneous. They were too eager to support the application for registration. And we didn't have to do anything devious to get support from them. So as far as I'm concerned, I've just written this off as an incident probably started by our political detractors.
Who would be behind that and what would be their motivation?
We have gone through this kind of thing, accusations against the Labour Party by our detractors at every election. We have lived with it. So I'm not worried about it at all. The support for the party is quite tremendous. You know, we're targeting only 500 signatures. We ended up getting 1,067 signatures. We didn't have to do all this. So it's a ridiculous claim, and that's what I call it.
Do you know the identities of the two people who've been spoken to by police about this? Are they Labour Party officials, to your knowledge?
I don't know. As I said, that the police haven't come to me, and I don't know whether they've spoken to these people who are doing the registration for us. So I'll wait until I hear something from them.
Are you confident that the police investigation will get to the truth of the matter?
Well, I hope so. That's the purpose of it, but... Let's wait and see what the outcome is.
Could this case negatively affect the Labour Party's chances of being registered as a political party under the political party's decree?
Well, the decree gets amended every day, second day, whatever you want to say. And look, I'm not worried about this incident at all.
They have issued an amendment to the decree just recently, which appears on the face of it to be targeted at another party, the SDL party. It says that no party is allowed to be known by the same name or acronym as a previous party. What do you make of that?
Well, I think they're targeting not just the SDL, but every party. What they want is they don't want any political party to exist. Short and sweet, that's it. So you can't have free election in a country where there are no political parties. And this is absurd because I think they've lost all sense of fairness, all sense of what democracy is and how to go about restoring democracy in a country which has been under dictatorship for the last 6 years.
It doesn't sound like you've got a lot of confidence in the whole process that's going on at the moment.
Absolutely not, no. I think, it's just a joke. We're like a banana republic, though, where the manner in which decrees come out and decrees aimed at specific people, specific parties. I think the international community needs to take a very serious view of what's happening in Fiji right now. I'm speaking to you as former Prime Minister of Fiji. I think I'm very worried about the situation that our people are facing. By the look of things, there is no hope of Fiji being restored to democratic rule, constitutional rule. As we've known Fiji in the past, we've had coups before, but it's not been like this at any time before. And I'm quite worried, and I think the international community needs to take a serious look at what's happening in Fiji.